ABC Radio Australia.
The issue of security in the region has been at the top of the agenda this week of high-level consultations between the Australian Government and the Pacific Islands Forum. Also this week, as it hosted the Vanuatu Prime Minister in Canberra, the Australian Government announced that the two countries will negotiate their own bilateral security treaty, which follows several others that Australia has established with small Pacific Island nations. Dame Meg Taylor is the Secretary-General of the Pacific Islands Forum. She's been here in Australia, and she says the issue of security in the Pacific is multifaceted and includes the ever-evolving geostrategic situation. She says that while there's a place for bilateral agreements, it's important, though, that all countries in the region work together and determine the best ways to deal with what's becoming an increasingly crowded Pacific. She spoke to me from Canberra. Dame Meg Taylor, thanks for joining Pacific Beach. You are in Australia this week for discussions with the Australian Government and also Pacific Ambassadors and High Commissioners to Australia. I understand that as part of some of these discussions, very much the focus is going to largely be or has been on the issue of security. Why is that? Is there a growing concern about security in the region?
The consultations themselves were very revealing. It really focused on what people in the region saw as the security threats, and it's much more grounded in human security, the issues around their own safety, but also security of food, security very much linked to what's happening in relation to climate change, environmental security, water security, issues regarding land, natural disasters, health security. So it's about how you manage security internally and what would be required of the member states of the Pacific Island Forum to come to assistance in many of those areas that have been identified. But the broader issue is about the geopolitical issues that are emerging, or the geostrategic issues, I should say. And what we're finding now is the Pacific is much more crowded than it was, say, 12 months ago, and in particular, say, 2 years ago. We've got traditional powers that have come, that have been part of the Pacific, but now we're getting a greater interest from non-traditional powers, and how we as a region are going to manage that. So that's still further work that we will do over the next weeks, and hopefully have our papers ready for the foreign ministers to discuss this issue when they meet in Samoa in August.
You mentioned there the geostrategic issues that have come to the fore. You talk about non-traditional partners coming into the region. You haven't mentioned China specifically, but is that a reference to the issue of China? Hard not to have discussions about it, I'm sure, here in Australia.
Well, China is a new force in the region. We also have six of our member states that recognise Taiwan. So there is some tensions between China and Taiwan that emerge in the region. We've now got the United Kingdom showing an interest to be back in the region, opening up three new high commissions in the region. The United States' focus has been very much on the northern part of the Pacific, now showing an interest to re-engage with the southern Pacific. We've had Russia coming into Melanesia. And, of course, we have Japan. We've just come back from Palm 8 in Tokyo. So it's spaces that are starting to fill up.
As you say, filling up, it in fact almost sounds crowded. Are there too many players trying to get a piece of the Pacific?
Oh, no, I don't think it's... I think it's to try to get influence. But the challenge for us is how are we going to respond to this, and how do we work as a united front? And I think that's what the Pacific Island Forum is about. Regionalism is more important now than it's ever been, because one-on-one, we're not going to be able to manage a lot of these. There'll be the bilateral relationships. But when it comes to a geostrategic issue for the whole of the Pacific, it's everybody who's part of this southern ocean and the Pacific Island Forum has to be looking at it, I think, together. And of course, Australia being the biggest power in our grouping of Pacific Island Forum states, it's important that our leaders and the leaders in Australia have some very constructive dialogue around this issue.
Well, speaking of constructive dialogue, we are seeing increasingly the Australian government here and certainly the media talking a lot about China's perceived push for greater influence in the Pacific. Is that type of dialogue constructive, or has particularly the government and the media been making a mountain out of a molehill about China's apparent interest in the Pacific region?
China is in the region. There's no doubt about it. Its influence in the, particularly in the development of large infrastructure projects in the region, is real. There's very strong bilateral relationships between our governments and China. I think that there's a lot of hype about it that we do read in the press, but it's a reality. You know, it's not like it's going to go away.